Hey Geek Bizarre Show, episode 51, and it's a Monday, May 15th, 2017. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Welcome to the show, guys, and this is a show where we talk about gay news, geek stories, and bizarre topics. So, Ray, before we move forward with our stories, I'd like to say happy birthday, Ray! Well, belated happy birthday.
Well, thank you. But you were there for the party.
We were there for the party, so we celebrated a great party with Ray at Cottonwood because it was a nice place in Houston, right? I think you enjoyed staying there, right? Or eating there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of eye candy there.
Yeah, that's true.
All the girls at work, like, why weren't you hitting on the guys? I'm like, what guys? They're like, there's a bunch of gay guys there. And I'm like, no, I don't think so.
Just because they're gay doesn't mean they're compatible, right? You can't always assume that. Hey, yeah. He's gay. You should talk to him.
That's what happened. Which will feed into our article that we talk about in the Geek.
In the Geek? Oh, okay. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So after that, my birthday gift for Ray is a big trip last Saturday. Oh my God, Ray. I kind of enjoyed it. What do you think?
I really enjoyed it. I stayed there for 10 hours, really? So I must have.
What we're talking about? We're talking about Comic Palooza. We were at Comic Palooza in Houston. It was at George R. Brown Center in, it's in downtown. And we were there for a long time. And we carpooled, Ray and I. And it was great. We really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. I saw, how many panels did we see? We saw two panels.
Two.
One panel.
We saw the Women of CW.
Yeah, that's in the afternoon. But before that, 1:30, was the Defenders. The Defenders panel where who was there? Who were there? Luke Cage and Iron Fist. They were there. The actors playing them.
Yeah.
It was.
Until I walked in and saw him sitting, and he walked out on stage, I was like, wait. That's what's his name from Game of Thrones. I never put two and two together.
Yeah, it's him.
Never put two and two together.
Yeah, so I guess he's got a good job.
He's a dude from Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, it's good. I kind of enjoyed it because
it was good to see that he really didn't get blown up.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, don't say that. I haven't seen it. Oh my God.
Well, I can't hear if you didn't watch Game of Thrones.
Oh, Game of Thrones. Oh, I thought you were referring to Iron Fist, but I've seen the one in Game of Thrones.
Well, he might get blown up in Iron Fist too, but I'm talking about Game of Thrones.
Okay, I saw Game of Thrones already. And then, of course, Luke Cage was all muscly and everything. It was funny because it was cool. Yeah. It was cool. I thought it was cool having him there.
Yeah.
And then we also saw the CW, Women of CW, wherein we have Iris and White Frost?
White Canary and Killer Frost.
Killer Frost, yeah, the ladies there. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was supposed to be the Flash panel. But then they got White Canary, so they named it to the ladies of CW.
Yeah, which is more appropriate, I think. Although, White Canary may... Oh, wait, Black Canary? Black Canary may have been in the...
She's not Black Canary. She's White Canary.
Okay. Why is it Black Canary?
You need to keep... If you ain't going to watch the show,
is Black Canary in... Hold on. Is Black Canary in Marvel?
No.
Is there a Black Canary in Marvel?
No.
There's
none? No, you're smoking crack. No.
No, there's none? Okay, I have to Google this. I remember there's a Black Canary.
Black Canary is a character in the DC universe.
Black Canary is in DC, but she is White
but
Canary.
On the DC TV shows,
she's
Black Canary dies.
Oh.
And her sister takes up the role as White Canary.
Oh, so that's what it is. Okay.
So
I guess I'm correct with that. All right, so that was good. We were there. I thought we were going to leave early, but you all rode with Johnny. Oh,
yeah, we stayed and watched another panel. We saw the I'm trying to remember his name. Anthony, crap, I can't remember it now. That played
Anthony
the Falcon
Mackie.
On the Avengers.
Mackie. He played Falcon.
He is a regular comedian. I really enjoyed his panel.
Oh, he's a real comedian. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he should be a comedian because he was funny as hell.
Yeah, it's always good to have. So that was good. And then, okay, so that was Comic Palooza. We enjoyed it. Did you buy anything? You bought a ring, right?
I got a Black Lantern ring. Mm-hmm. I bought two games. And I was like going to get a lightsaber, but the lightsabers were... They looked nice at first. And then once you got really look at them, they were kind of cheesy. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they all are.
And then JL told me that I could get a better one offline that I could actually fight with. And I'm like, yes.
Offline. Online.
Yes.
Buy something online.
Online. Okay. Yes. Right. Yes, Queen.
Oh, that's good. Anyway,
so I'll have to look into that.
So that was Comic Palooza. We enjoyed it. It's a 3-day affair, and our friends got to see Felicia Day, and of course the guys saw Anthony Mackie.
Bye, Felicia Day.
Bye, Felicia Day. Okay, so that was Saturday, and then Sunday. Sunday was interesting because you know, softball game for me, of course. We won and then we lost, which is fine. I was distracted, Ray, playing softball because the first team was the Bear team, the Cupcakes. But we won against them. We barely won against
them. It's the same hoes you've been playing against for years. You should be used to looking at them by now.
I know, that's right. They're old news. But still, they're distractions because they're new teammates. They're pretty hot. What can you say if you see some new Bears, new meat in another team? Okay, so after that, I asked Ray, I am determined to watch Bahubali 2 today, so you better watch Bahubali 1. So Ray watched the the Bahubali, the beginning.
Yeah, the whole 2.5 hours.
Oh my God, it's really long, 2.5 hours. And then another 2.5 hours in the theater, so we went to Marquee, Edwards Marquee. So we were able to watch Bahubali 2, the conclusion. See, that's the problem with these movies. They only did two. Usually you do three. It's a trilogy. But no, they did two movies and they called the second one the conclusion. So you cannot really attach to anything on that one. You cannot have a third. Yeah.
But the second one was kind of better than the first one.
You think so? Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was good. I enjoyed it. And it was filmed in the language Telugu, which is a dialect in India, and it's not Hindi, it's not your normal Hindi, but it's a Telugu, and of course we watched it on subtitles, so I was able to understand. It kind of helps if it's, you know, Indian movies have yeah, subtitles. Okay, yeah. So that was a big weekend for me and Ray. So
yeah, we pretty much did the same thing all weekend.
Oh yeah, I hung out with Ray. Wait! It's all about me. You hung out with me. That's right.
So needy.
No, it's Ray's birthday. It's pretty much Ray's birth weekend.
That's right. And I had to plan my own birthday party. That's so sad. So sad.
No, you piggybacked with one of your friends. You just piggybacked with them, didn't you?
Well, nobody else said they were going to do anything for me, so I'm like, well, might as well do this.
Well, you already planned that. I would have done something different.
I already planned
different.
That, like a week ahead of time.
Oh, no, you did 2 weeks before. 2 weeks before.
Oh, 2 weeks. Well,
yeah.
Yeah,
so
well, I'm a planner,
usually
so.
Plan, you know, a week before, but no.
So you should have planned something.
Typical male. We're typical male. We plan like whenever.
No. Everything needs to be planned out, set up, verified, double checked.
All right. Okay, sure. Anyway, so happy birthday, Ray. Belated. Okay, let's go to our articles, Ray. So what do we have here?
All right. This week's gay is Texas man accused of luring gay victims by dating app.
Dun, dun, dun.
Four,
dun, dun.
Okay. Four Texas men are accused of posing as a gay man to lure victims by a popular gay dating app and then assault them, according to a federal grand jury indictment. Anthony Shelton, Nigel Garrett, Chancellor, and how do you say his last name? Chancellor Encalade.
And Encalade? Or Encalade?
And then the other guy's Cameron Ajidwad. The oldest one's 21, they go down to 18. Face charges including hate crimes and could face a sentence to life in prison if found guilty in the attacks carried out in Dallas suburbs. The group allegedly used the Grindr app and pretended to be a lone gay man who arranged to meet at the victims' homes. But the four men showed up at the victims' homes, assaulted them, restrained them with tape, and made derogatory comments about their sexuality, court documents said. The accused were armed during each home invasion and stole property, including a car, according to the documents. There were four home invasions between January 17th and February 7th, 2017, in Plano, Frisco, and Aubrey, all suburbs of Dallas. The defendants have been charged with 18 federal counts, including conspiracy, kidnapping, carjacking, and possession of a firearm. The hate crime distinction carries a maximum penalty of life in prison and a $250,000 fine.
This is just so, really despicable. So they're in Dallas, of course. Not that I'm saying, you know, there are some people who are really hateful in Texas, and I, yeah, and I guess in,
well, they're hateful people everywhere.
Yeah, but it's really sad that they have. At least they got caught, and they, you know, that's a good thing. So the problem though is, what is the difference between a regular crime and a hate crime? Hate crime is attached to it is the thought, right? It's the,
well, no, the fact that they were pursuing these guys because they were gay. They ruled them out because of they were gay. If they were like, it would be like if they were ruling you out because you were Asian, that would be a hate crime. If the whole reason that they were attacking you is because you were Asian.
Mm-hmm. So because of that prejudice.
And in this case, the hate crimes, yes, is because all the people they hurt or took advantage of were gay.
Mm-hmm. Wow, really sad.
So they were targeting a specific audience. Mm-hmm.
$250,000 fine only. Yeah, it's a good thing they didn't.
And life in prison, which is like 30 years.
Wow. They pay money and their life in prison. Yeah, probably 3 years. Yeah, sadly. Okay, so let's go to the next story. The next story is actually kind of, it's good because it's a Houstonian. Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory. So Big Bang Theory star Jim Parsons marries longtime partner Todd Spiewak. I think that's his name, right? Okay, so there are many details about the wedding, but Page Six reports the nuptials took place at the Rainbow Room in New York City. Oh, they got married there, not in Houston? So for the past couple of years, Parsons has noted that he and Spiewak were never in a rush to tie the knot. When asked during a 2015 appearance on The View about whether he saw marriage in his future, he said, "I don't know. I guess I kind of think so." Parsons and Spiewak, a graphic designer, had been together for over 14 years. Last November, the 44-year-old shared an Instagram photo of the couple's anniversary and gushed about Spiewak in the caption. "I met this guy, the one with the mic in the picture, 14 years ago, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me. No contest," Parsons wrote. "One of his greatest gifts to me is that he no longer takes me to sing karaoke. Also, I believe this was a selfie with an actual camera, as our phones couldn't do that back then." So, yeah, that's kind of interesting that he's one of my, of course, one of my funny characters in Big Bang Theory, playing Sheldon Cooper in Big Bang Theory. I haven't watched the Big Bang Theory for some time now. It's just that I know it's there. I'm going to go watch it. I'm just recording as much as I can. Are you caught up with all your Big Bang Theory, Ray?
I don't watch Big Bang Theory anymore.
Oh, you don't? Not anymore? You don't find him funny? No? Or just way too many things to watch?
Way too many things to watch, and it was getting too repetitive for me.
Oh, really? You think it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Let us go to the geek, Ray.
Okay. Our first geek story we have this week is new data reveals our most private internet searches and what they say about us. Seth Stevens Davidowitz is a former data scientist at Google. He spent the last 4 years going through thousands and thousands of pages of internet search data to write his new book, Everybody Lies, Big Data, New Data, and What the Internet Can Tell Us About Who We Really Are. In addition to Google searches, he also downloaded all of Wikipedia, poured through the Facebook profiles, and even managed to get his paws on the complete, though anonymous, search and video view data from the adult film site Pornhub. So what do guys search for the most? Take a wild guess. What do you think, Maynard?
Big penis.
So men Google more questions about their sexual organ than any other body part. More than about their lungs, liver, feet, ears, nose, throat, and brain combined. He writes, one of the most popular questions they have, does age cause one member to shrink? And of course, the answer to that is yes, it does. According to Men's Health, normal cells, once hale and hearty, get replaced by non-elastic fibers called collagen, which just sort of reel in the whole apparatus. The other questions that seems to be plaguing American males include, how can I make my penis bigger? And how can I make my sexual encounters last longer?
What?
See, I usually don't have that problem. I wish I could do the first one, but not the second one. I ain't worried about. Uh-huh. So, when it comes to what married people are searching for online, one of the top phrases is, sexless marriage.
Really?
So there are a lot of people out there married that are not having sex. Stevens Davidowitz explains, searches for sexless marriage are 3.5 times more common than unhappy marriage and 8 times more common than loveless marriage. Even unmarried couples complain somewhat frequently about not having sex. Google searches for sexless relationship are second only to searches for abusive relationship. So sexless relationship and then abusive relationship. And guess what the next big subject searched is?
Okay.
Is my husband gay?
Mm-hmm.
Gay is 10% more likely to complete searches than begin with, is my husband, than the second place word, cheating. It is 8 times more common than an alcoholic and 10 times more common than depressed, Stephen Davidowitz says. Then, of course, the thing that people are perhaps most interested in, porn searches. According to Stephen Davidowitz, Americans seem to be going through an interesting phase when it comes to adult comment. 3 of the most popular search terms are painful, extreme, and brutal, as well as anything focused on non-consensual sex. Interestingly, Stephen Davidowitz writes, search rates for all these terms are at least twice as common among women as among men. So women are looking for these more than men are.
Really?
Yes.
Really? Because they have that fantasy, huh?
I don't know. Another popular term people can't seem to get enough of right now is incest. A shocking number of people visiting mainstream porn sites are looking for portrayals of incest.
Actually, yes.
Stephen.
That is very prevalent right now, that simulated incest, like daddy, their dad fucking them, but it's not really their dad, you know.
Stephen Davidowitz writes, nothing that 16 of the top 100 searches made by men are seeking incest-themed videos. So what's the takeaway from all this, aside from the fact that America, a country Republicans love to say was founded on good old-fashioned Judeo-Christian values, is actually a land of curious perverts. Internet searches provide perhaps the most honest and comprehensive insights to understanding the true nature of humanity. I'm now convinced, Stephen Davidowitz says, that Google searches are the most important data set ever collected on the human psyche. Now, excuse us while we go scrub our browsing history.
Which the NSA is probably searching and going through now and making a profile of you.
But it's good to see this kind of data, that somebody's compiling this, because everybody's like, oh, I'm a good Christian, blah, 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 la, la, la. But yet, why is most Americans searching for incest porn?
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's just a... incest porn, I don't know if any, what do you call this? It is pretty sad that they're Judeo-Christian and then they would search for that. But, you know, in like Pornhub and everything, it's really, there's a lot of videos there, Pornhub or X-Hamsters, things like that. They like I said earlier, they have simulated incest, like they're having sex with their dad.
Well, yeah, I got a lot of the Tumblr channels I follow post a lot of dad boy incest stuff.
Yeah.
Well, and a lot of predictions of that. Mm-hmm. And some of it's like a real young boy.
Oh, God, that's scary. Oh, my God.
So, well, most of it is drone cartoon stuff from like hand jobs.
Oh, yeah.
And dads and boys, those kind of books. But
Well, for the straight.
That's where a lot of it comes from.
There's some straight ones that I've seen before that because the daddy is a bear. Anyway, so they would have sex and then they would simulate that it's their daughter they're fucking and then. And then they would come in, and then would come inside her and say, "Oh no, I'm not on the pill. What would mom say?" You know, they would they do some acting like that. It's just horrible.
Yeah.
So it's really sad not really sad. I don't know. It's now what people are into.
It'd be easy, interesting to read his book when it comes out.
Yeah.
To see exactly what he breaks down. From all the Google searches, Facebook searches, and everything like that. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's move on with another geek. This is important. I had to add this in and put it on the Geek Bizarre Facebook page because it is affecting so many people right now. And it's, so we had to put it in. It's called the WannaCry ransomware attack spreads worldwide. So England's healthcare system came under a withering cyber attack Friday morning, with at least 25 hospitals across the country falling prey to ransomware that locked doctors and employees out of critical systems and networks. It's now clear that it's not an isolated attack, but rather a single front in a massive digital assault. So organizations in dozens of countries have all been hit with the same ransomware program, a variant of WannaCrypt, spouting the same ransom note and demanding $300 for the encryption key, with the demand escalating as time passes. Oh, here's the first update is, in a statement, Microsoft indicated that the engineers have added detection and protection against ransom, Win32 WannaCrypt malware, and make sure your Windows Defender or other antivirus is updated before logging on to any corporate networks that may be infected. So a FedEx representative confirmed its systems are being impacted, saying, like many other systems, FedEx is experiencing interference with some of our Windows-based systems caused by malware. We are implementing remediation steps as quickly as possible, and we regret our inconvenience to our customers. So for now, new infections will now continue to lock systems, since the person behind malware TechBlog registered the domain of the software checks before proceeding. Now that the site is active, it's acting as a kill switch. However, as they've noted, someone could easily modify the code and begin infecting computers all over again. So the update to Ray is really important for you, Ray.
Well, first of all, how do you get the malware?
I'll tell you in a second. It's in this same update. So in response to infections like the ones that crippled parts of the NHS system, the National Health System, I guess, Microsoft is releasing a patch for unsupported systems, including Windows XP, Windows 8, and Windows Server 2003. And those are just three of the other Windows machines that could be infected. And I'm sure it has, you know, the usual Windows 7 and Windows 10. That's why you have to update, Ray, your Windows definitions or your Windows Defender, your updates for your security and things like that. Do you use Windows Defender?
No.
You use Norton?
Nope.
You use McAfee?
Nope.
You don't use any?
Yeah, I got a Defender, but I'm going to tell you what it is so you can hack in and try to hack into my computers.
Oh, okay, sure. That's good. That's a good way to...
But my question is, how do the computers get it on?
Well, if you receive an email, you know, the usual thing that if one person in your network received a bad email that has an attachment who you think came from somebody you know, and you double-click it, then it spreads. That's pretty much it. And then it keeps spreading.
Does that go through the Microsoft email server, or is that... go through the network server.
The network server. If you have Outlook Exchange or whichever that you have, if you're running Windows, if you're using your Dora or Thunderbolt, the Thunderbird, or I don't know what the mailing system that you use, but once you use those, it would really it could spread if you open the attachment.
Yeah. Well, I noticed last week I went to a meeting on Friday, and one of the guys was sitting there and said, "Yep, the IT team busted me today." I said, "What are you talking about?
What did they do?"
He was like, "Well, I got all these email about past due invoices and stuff. So I was going through and clicking on them, and a couple of them had links or attachments to them, and I clicked on them."
Oh.
And one of them was the IT had duplicated one of the emails, and in the attachment it popped up and said, you're not supposed to be opening unsecured information, blah, blah, blah. He had to take like a 5-minute online test to be able to use his email again.
Oh.
That his security department at the company he worked for had put out, because they were monitoring people's emails and stuff.
Yeah.
And they just did a whole bunch of training about watching out for opening documents from sources that you don't know to be true, anything like that.
Yep.
So,
and you're pretty much a Windows machine user, right? So you better be careful. Even your computer right now, you need to be doing that. But if you're using a Mac, you're safe, right? I don't know. If you're using a Mac, or you're using an iPhone, so. Yeah, I don't think you're going to be affected right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
it's like, regardless of what I do, like the last time the Love Bug virus came out...
Wait.
10 years ago.
Love Bug, made by a Filipino.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Your people.
Yep.
Like, sit there, like when everybody walked in the office, had a meeting, said, if you get an email from anybody that says, I love you, do not open it. Stupid bitch, 5 minutes after that meeting, got the email and opened it.
Who was that? Oh, somebody you know. Somebody
at work. Yeah, some stupid bitch at work.
After
we just had a meeting, it says, do not open email. that says "I love you" in it. And I was like, "Did you?" "Yeah, but it came from my friend." And I'm like, "Did I just not tell you that mm-hmm. it looks like it's coming from somebody you know?"
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's pretty scary. That's why.
So, not only did we have to sit there and fix her computer, and it took all day, she got to sit there all day and get paid and not do a damn thing. Mm-hmm. So.
Wow. Should be sent home. People. Should be sent home.
Yep.
All right. Now let's talk about Penis Ray on Bizarre. What do you think?
Sorry, I lost my headset.
Oh, because you keep swinging. You keep rocking. I mean,
I was relaxing in my chair. So what are we talking about now?
No, we're on the Bizarre now.
Oh, we're on the Bizarre. What's Bizarre?
The Bizarre.
Oh, you mean the murder suspect that tries the big penis defense?
That's right. And I'm impressed. I should be in that courtroom to see. I want to see this big penis.
The guy killed somebody, Maynard.
Oh, sorry. Well, I want to see him first, how big it is, and really... If I was in the jury, I would have it convicted.
He killed somebody, Maynard. It doesn't matter.
Death by penis.
So, a Florida man is accused of murdering his girlfriend, claims she accidentally choked to death while performing oral sex. And this unusual defense just might work, according to renowned pathologist and former New York City medical examiner.
It just might work.
So... Patterson's attorney claims in a motion filed on May 1st that an expert witness and former Broward County medical examiner, Dr. Roland Wright, will testify that Marquise's death is consistent with being accidentally sexually asphyxiated during oral sex, according to the motion. It is material and relevant, attorney Ken Padowitz wrote in the motion. The view by the jury is essential for them to fully understand Dr. Wright's testimony and defense in this case. Wright, the county chief medical officer examiner from 1980 to 94, declined to comment on the unusual defense in the newspaper reports. There's quite a number of ways that sexual activity can lead to inadvertent deaths, but I've never heard of choking on a penis.
Me neither.
So, more common causes during sexual activity include autoerotic asphyxiation, where people use devices during masturbation to enhance orgasm by partially reducing the airflow to the brain. And then it says where one partner compresses the neck vessel of another for increased pleasure, he said. It's usually the male who compresses the neck vessels of the female with the idea that there'll be a better orgasm as the oxygen supply is diminished to the brain, Bain said, and that can lead to death. So basically, guys choking their girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bowen said he even seen cases where a woman died from receiving oral sex after a man blew air into her vagina, causing an air embolism. And although he's never heard of oral sex choking defense, that doesn't mean it won't work. A British man, however, tried this defense during a 2011 murder case, and now he's serving life in a sentence, according to the Sun Sentinel. That's up to the jury to decide whether to accept it or not, Baden said, Patterson's defense. I've not seen it that the penis alone will choke somebody to death. However, if there is obstruction, it's possible. And in order to choke to death, the penis had to obstruct the windpipe, probably down to the area of the thyroid cartilage or the Adam's apple for a period of time. So he has to be at least 8 or 9 inches to get down that long. Wow. Though I have seen the videos on Tumblr of a guy with a really big, almost like a 12-inch dick, throat fucking a guy, and it's like all the way down to his Adam's apple and almost down to his clavicle.
See, it's possible that that guy has no more. They took out his tonsils, so there's not much.
Well, see, they took my tonsils out, and I choke on everything now.
Oh, really? That's weird.
Yes, I choke on taking pills, drinking water, all kind of stuff.
Oh, interesting. How about bananas? Sorry. Plantains.
I don't eat bananas that much.
So. Oh, okay. All right. So impressive that this guy has a big penis. So what happened? Yeah, next.
So, well, that's it. You said short an article, so that was it.
Ah, that's good. Okay. So,
but anyway, I mean, there's a bunch more to the article, and you can read it on the Gay Geek Bazaar Facebook page. It's Facebook.com/Gay Geek Bazaar.
Yeah, it's very impressive that, you know, somebody's got, you know, use that But listen.
Even if you're ramming that in and out of somebody's mouth, at some point you're going to realize that they can't breathe.
Yeah, I mean, at first, you know, if you ram it and then, you know, you do that, or the girl would say that, you should not keep going, right?
So the guy's. I mean, unless they got hung up in there and he couldn't get it out, which I doubt.
Yeah.
So I just think it's a bizarre-ass story.
Yeah, that's a good.
Somebody's going to try to use that defense.
Okay.
Something I'll never have to worry about, choking somebody with my penis.
Right. If it's a hamster, you would probably do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's do some... Oh, We got an email. We got an email from Andy. And thank you.
We're not going to read that. But we're not going to read that email.
Actually, the picture is private.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The picture is private.
But he does say that, you know, he likes the show.
Yeah, he does like the show.
He does like the show. So thank you, Andy. And what else? Who else?
Shout
who
out
else?
To Andy and to Ian. Shout out to Ian, too.
Oh, he Ian. Likes the show, hey, too. Ian. What's up? Okay. So I guess that's it. That's the show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or you can call us, leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. And special thanks to Caesar for posting the great articles on Facebook. And you can find us on facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. Follow us on Twitter and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next show. Bye.